Dyslexia is defined as a reading problem, but its implications are often broader. It can make life stressful for children and their parents. As Gabriella Emanuel of the NPR Ed Team reports, there are things families can do to cope.
Kanayla Jane Lordos' bedroom is any artistic 10-year-old's dream. It's cozy with lime green walls, and every surface has an art project on it. She shows me a monkey she sculpted from wax. It's really well done.
So I use one half to make, like, the body.
Wait, you just do it with your hands?
Yeah.
You don't use a mold?
No.
What?
I like doing it.
She turns around and picks up her sewing project. It's embroidery.
I like that you can write about things in it. Draw, basically.
You can write about things in pictures.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. Kanayla Jane has dyslexia, so writing and reading with letters is hard for her. So hard, she started hating school.
There would be days that she could not get on the bus.
Megan Lordos is Kanayla Jane's mom. They live in Northern Virginia.
Just this look of fear in her huge eyes. Mommy, I can't do this. I can't do this. Don't make me do this.
While dyslexia is a reading challenge, its reach can be felt far beyond the classroom, often tainting home life. In the Lordos family, homework carries with it a sense of dread and conflict each evening.
Which always made me the bad guy. It would carry over and sort of poison the evening. Dinner would be a struggle. Bedtime would be a struggle.
And the Lordos family was not alone. Listen to these parents.
You could feel the cloud hover over the kitchen. It was a nightmare every night.
You'd start with like, okay, we're going to get through this, try to have a positive attitude, and then it would just kind of devolve into stress and tears.
Will I ever go to college? Or we just didn't know.
He would get off the bus and he would say to me, Mom, I'm stupid. It was really scary for us.
It's no longer a reading problem. It's a life crisis.
For parents like Lance Pressel, Martha Cotton, Hal Malchow, Jeeva Lester, and Donna Owens, it's hard to know what to do. But experts and parents who have been through it say there are three key things that can improve the situation. First, the sooner you intervene, the better. When Kanayla Jane was having trouble reading, the school didn't seem worried. Lordo says they told her,
well, let's wait 6 more months and let's see what happens.
But the research suggests early and intensive reading help is most effective. It's best not to wait. Number two, find something your child is really good at. For Kanayla Jane, it isn't just art. She also loves cooking. Today, banana bread is on the menu, and she's practicing reading the recipe.
How many eggs are in it?
Let's see. One egg.
Yeah, you're totally right.
For other kids, it's sports, computers, music, anything that takes skill and is something they can be proud of. Experts say that children with dyslexia are at a higher risk for depression and having another passion where there's a more direct link between effort and success is helpful. Finally, make a financial plan. Schools are supposed to help, but many are not prepared to do so. That means parents often turn to outside testing, specialized tutors, reading centers, and of course, private schools. Families told me this could easily cost tens of thousands of dollars, if not more.
I guess we use their college fund to pay for it.
Megan Lordos and her husband say it was a hard decision.
We invest in the child that we have now. You know, college won't be an option if they continue to hate school and reject everything that has to do with reading.
But after more than 400 hours of intensive tutoring, Kanayla Jane is doing much better.
A much, much happier kid.
And how about the other parents?
Her self-confidence went from negative 20 to, you know, 110.
She's kind of found like a series of books that she's really into. It's great. It's really exciting.
He's at Denison University. He already has a job after college. And he's getting great grades.
He's able to read. I think it's changed his world.
Gabriella Emanuel, NPR News.